I wear both English clothes and Asian clothes. But on the days that I'm wearing English clothes, you tend to go sort of unnoticed. But the days that you're wearing Asian clothes, I mean, you know, you do stand out a bit and you do think that something might happen.
Tell me about the times when you've been targeted then and received that kind of anti-Muslim abuse.
It's only been the one incident, and I was wearing Asian clothes at the time, heading towards the town centre, when I heard somebody shout abuse from a passing car. I did note down the registration number because I didn't want anybody to get away with it.
What did they shout at you?
I believe it was so I noted the registration number, I reported it to the police. The police were really good, and they did follow it up, and they did actually track down the vehicle owner, and it was somebody in that vehicle that had shouted it. The case did go to court. However, when it went to court, the question that I was asked at court was, are you able to recognise a person that shouted the abuse? And because I said no, the case was dropped.
How did you feel at the time?
I felt quite bad about it. It was embarrassing. You know, there are other people walking on the street, and I did feel as though somebody had targeted me because of the way I was dressed, or because of, you know, my appearance. I wasn't happy after going through court. I mean, going to court in itself isn't a nice thing. You know, there's quite a bit of tension. I'm facing somebody that's shouted this abuse, not knowing what type of person it is, well, and whether you could actually become a victim of that after that, because the fact that you've actually took this information and you've took the case further, not knowing all of that, I mean, it does make you feel uneasy, not very happy with it and not happy with the outcome. I do believe a lot of the cases go unreported. People don't want to take things further. People don't want to, you know, want these things highlighted.
If it were to happen to you again, would you report it again?
Depending on the circumstances, however, I'm not confident that there'd be a conviction at the end of it. So I'd think about it twice. Is it just wasting my time again, taking things that far?